I'm Adam Denman, WRPR News. The holiday season is usually a time for giving, thanks, appreciation, and family warmth. But this year, it seems the holidays are a little less full of cheer for people around the country. Many parents and loved ones can't afford to buy presents for each other due to rising prices and the struggling economy. 60-year-old Fred Comich faces this dilemma, trying to pay his bills and still have enough money to spend on relatives.
The economic times, my mortgage went up, my other credit cards, I have payments, but a lot of the gifts that my family does want are beyond my means on pricing.
Now, are you going to be buying gifts for all your family members this year?
No, I've stopped it and I explained to them, you know, basic economic reasons, and they do understand. And I even told them, I don't want to exchange anything, don't give me anything either. The only one really will be my mother, who's 87 years old.
Karen Fiore is having the same problem, coming up with enough money to buy gifts for her children.
Everything is so expensive, and the kids want more, and you're trying to make your dollar stretch, and it's just very difficult.
23-year-old Christina Westenberger told me her family has made a difficult decision.
I have a lot of more bills to pay right now and a lot less money coming in.
Why are you having a difficult time buying gifts for your family this Christmas season?
I have a huge family, so there's a lot more people to buy for, which we all came into agreement and said that we're not going to do Christmas gifts this year.
It's not about the amount of money you spend on your loved ones, but the delightful time that you share with them. That's the real meaning of the spirit of Christmas. I'm Adam Denman, WRPR News.